All these men are victims of unexploded ordnance. They have lost their legs or arms. And now they often come to places like this one to get artificial limbs. But they are still very lucky. Over 40 people die here every month when they step on abandoned landmines.
The armed conflicts leave behind very dangerous unexploded ordnance. A lot of people are losing their lives and limbs every day in Afghanistan, and mainly because of unexploded ordnance that are left behind from conflicts.
Sadiq Rashid is coordinating mine clearance operations. He blames NATO for not fully cleaning up their military bases before their withdrawal. Sadiq has told us that mines around U.S. bases and shooting ranges have killed about 53 civilians since 2008. He knows where NATO forces operated, but his team still does not have enough information to find the unexploded weapons and defuse them.
They have not given us any clear-cut answer that what's their position, what they are going to do. But we strongly believe that it's their responsibility. When they are fighting a war, they know that they leave behind very dangerous items. They must clear them.
But the NATO-led security mission ISAF insists that safety of civilians is their highest priority. But they have not announced whether they will clear their abandoned military facilities from explosives to save the life of local villagers. According to the United Nations, 4% of this country's population has been maimed by mines and bombs. Some of these mines date back to the Civil War, and the rest are planted by the Taliban and foreign troops. Landmines have even forced people here to flee their villages, most likely never to return. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.